Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
We find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am co-host Gigi Chick.
And today we have special guest, comedian and host of the Ad Hominem Attack Show Roast Battle, as well as a podcast, which is on our network, Mr. Ryan DiPerna.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to be here, ladies.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
of course.
Ryan's default setting is cynicism.
Yes, very much so.
Which anyone who has ever met him on Facebook even once would probably be.
Or just in real life.
Or just in real life.
Yeah. You're much more like, I don't know, smiley in real life.
Well, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody.
Yeah. That's an excellent combination, actually. Like, I'll be nice to you.
I will kill you with a smile.
Yeah, like, I will also, like, kill you if it comes to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
if I'm being nice to you, usually I'm thinking that you're a piece of shit.
Oh, no! So that's what's happening.
No, genuinely. Oh, yeah,
well,
I should have clarified.
It's been good, guys. Well, see you next episode.
At least we know where we all stand.
Fuck you, girls. No. I'm just...
Gigi just met him, like, literally 90 seconds ago, and he's like, fuck you, too.
Already judging.
Just like, fuck you so hard. So I find this topic fascinating, especially because I kind of want to get to the heart of, when did you first observe that you had this cynicism, this skepticism?
I don't know. I like, it's gonna come off as like I'm being a dick in this episode.
Nope.
But like,
Chris Paw's already been on here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Bar set.
Fuck that guy.
Thank you.
Chris Paw, you piece of human excrement.
See? No, see the love. See, and then is it the converse when it's like you're being absolutely shitty to someone? You're like, I love you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Paw knows I love him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, like, it frustrates me, like, when people don't see a macro picture to something, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, most people are really dumb, mm-hmm. or not even dumb, just involved in their own bullshit.
Yes.
So, like, it takes a lot for people to see, you know, if A and B happens, then what happens with C? And it's, like, hard to critically think. You know what I mean? And a lot easier to not.
Sure.
And a lot easier to... That's why I almost not to take it to, like, a politics thing, like, I almost can understand, like, all the MAGA chuds, like, a little bit more than, like, the neoliberal, like...
Okay.
DNC people, who are, by the way, probably one of the, like, 10,000 people in the country, and they all exist on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what
it.
I like to believe, too. Yeah, yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better about humanity.
Exactly, yeah. But, like the MAGA chuds and shit like that, you know, like, it feels good to be really angry about something that, like, if systemically, like, something has fucked you over, it feels good to, like, have an easy answer for it. And, like, and again, like I said, critical thinking is hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I can almost understand that. But what I don't understand are, like, the neoliberal thing, where it's, like, all the worst parts of that, but with none of the, like, lizard brain emotion. So why would you even want to
Why would, like,
you want
to fucking drive or anything like that?
Yeah,
it's just, so, like, is your take that sort of, and I guess I would agree that I say this, too, if this is sort of your take, that at least when you come from, like, the alt-right, they're, you know, being more active or proactive, or is that kind of your point?
I guess,
versus being less of, like, just yelling online or mad online, which is really the only form of, like,
I mean, don't get me wrong, fuck action. Those people, too.
Yeah, like, yeah. But you relate to the, you know, wanting to take action versus...
I mean, like, not even that. I mean, you were asking me when did I first learn that I was cynical? I don't know. Like, I'd always read a lot when I was a kid, you know what I mean? And, like...
What'd you read?
Stuff like... My dad used to get really mad at me. Like, so, like, when I was in sixth grade, I read the book. I was a big, like, Michael Crichton fan, you know? Jurassic Park and stuff.
Absolutely.
So I read the book Sphere, which is a great fucking book.
Okay.
But it scared the shit out of me, right?
Okay.
So, like, I would, like, sleep on their bedroom floor because I was so scared. Like, you're nothing, those fucking books.
So, like, no more reading. It was like Matilda, basically.
Yeah. So, like, I always had, like, a higher, like, reading comprehension level, I guess. That's
yeah,
probably
I
where
cynicism. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where cynicism, all of my cynicism
okay.
comes from, I think.
So, I mean, it just comes from, like, kind of feeling like you're getting slowed down by sort of those around you because you were into stuff that was way more advanced than like your peers at that age.
Yeah,
or...
I guess. I mean, like, I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to sound like I'm better than anybody or anything
fine.
Like that. It's just that, yeah, it's like, and I'm not like super smart or anything, but like, it's just that,
well,
like
people
a base.
Can be really
people just think
smart
differently.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They observe differently. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, because I'm the same way. Like, when it comes to like reading and English and all that shit, my like, the only superpower I probably ever possess is I can literally solve a Wheel of Fortune puzzle in like three letters or less. Like I can just look at it and
I'm
be like,
really,
I know what that says.
Yeah, I'm really bad at stuff like that.
See, I don't know why. Like my brain, it's literally like a beautiful mind, but with letters instead of like, you know, equations and shit. So like for me, but then there are people who like can't spell for shit, couldn't tell you the difference between your and your if a gun was to their head, but they can do like beautiful mind fucking
sure.
equations.
We were just talking about that our last episode. We were talking about how some people are intelligent and some people are smart.
Yes.
Now it's a difference. Yeah. And I was like, yes, we work for law firms. We know
what
that means.
We absolutely understand that.
I got into law school. So I graduated with like a political science major.
Okay, that's my ex-husband did.
Well, let me backtrack. I got half a journalism degree.
Okay.
And then like I wrote for the school paper and shit like that. I went to Kent State.
Okay.
And this is a story I tell myself. In reality, retrospectively, like I was partying a lot and not turning
well,
shit
can't
in
read,
on
can't
time
read,
a lot.
Yeah.
But also, like they wouldn't publish some story. Like journalism is, as an industry is like so fucked up. And this was 2008, so it was right on the advent of Twitter and everything,
sure.
which you could see a mile coming around because it was always like first, get there first, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And it's like, well, we need to like critically think about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So like I did like the thesis, like the senior, like you had to do this big expose or whatever for a thing. And mine was all, and this was 2008. It was about like how the internet is changing the way that people think.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't publish it in the paper. And I was like, fuck it. I guess I'll fail out. Because I didn't, they're like, well, this isn't what we assigned you. I was like, yeah, but, like, this is interesting, and you know what I mean? Like, I was doing student life horse shit, which basically...
I can't even picture you doing
like miserable. Shit. So I would, like, go to the student center, basically, this is all I would do, is go to the student center and, like, find pretty girls and just, like, ask them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like, here's a poll we're doing. What do you think of this? And it's like, oh, I fucking hated it. But so like,
what's your type?
Yeah. Is it an annoying guy bothering you, asking you questions while you're just trying to eat? No, I didn't like exclusively. I got to show them my journalism professor. He's like, I noticed you're just like, all you're doing is ask girls. Like, well, yeah, my mom like kind of raised me, which AKA like, I was just trying to fucking hit on these pretty girls. But so anyways, I was like, fuck it. Like, it's not worth it to me. But then like I saw... I would have to take that semester again or whatever, but I was like, I'm only like 18 credits away from a political science degree.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just like went for another two semesters.
You're just really interested in politics?
Yeah, yeah. And so then I had nothing to do. So I took the LSAT or whatever.
Okay.
And like I got into Akron.
Okay.
Well, I got into like, you know, base level shit, like Akron, Cleveland State or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have enough money to go. You know what I mean? And I was like,
that's how I was. Yeah. Like I got into five different schools, some out of state. And
for
then
postgrad?
No, for undergrad. And then like, I was like, I'm the only one paying for this shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
CSU it is. Like, and
yeah,
that's why I didn't go to grad school either.
Yeah.
Sick of paying money.
Oh yeah, I'm still paying off, and like I'm happy I went to college because like I mean I guess I read books that I never would have read before and met people and did a bunch of drugs and had fun times
experiences.
Yeah, but like it's like, well, I fucking work construction.
I was gonna say, does your degree help you in what you do now? Have you ever thought about trying something?
Oh, I want to quit so bad. I'm like this close to quitting.
Well, and it's that time of year too where you're probably working a lot of overtime maybe?
We're not doing anything right now, but like that's why. Like we're in between jobs, so I'm like, got nothing to do. So yeah. But like I'm like inches away from
razor thin. So skepticism kind of came, or cynicism. Is there a difference between cynicism and skepticism?
I don't think. Maybe colloquially.
Okay. I'm like in my brain, it's like skepticism seems more situation specific and cynicism seems more like a life sort of thing.
A way of like a way of observing in general, right. And then where skepticism is very like subject based.
Right. Was your family political at all?
Not particularly, but they weren't right wing or anything like that. Like they were like vaguely
left.
Yeah. Okay. But like it wasn't like espoused or anything. Like the only thing I do remember remember when Bush put like the gay marriage initiative, like had the states like to the gay marriage thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like my mom was a little bit like, I don't know about that. I was like, why would you care?
Right.
Like, fucking, and that's the only thing that I was like, because she's
pushed
like,
back.
Yeah. Like, because she's a super sweet lady and like,
is
not open minded like, most things.
And now I talk to her about it and she's like, oh, yeah, I have no idea what you're thinking of or talking about.
Oh, yeah. You grew up around Cleveland?
Yes, Medina.
Okay. Okay. So that's rural Cleveland-ish, which, I grew up in a small town, and it's funny because a friend of mine is in her first multiracial relationship, and she doesn't know how to tell her mom, and I know, and the thing was, I was starting to think about it, and I literally had this flashback to when my mother was like, you can't ever date a black guy, like, people won't understand, and I know,
really?
I would stake my life on it right now, that if I went back to her and said, do you remember that conversation, she'd be like, I have no idea what you're talking about, and not even, like, she might legitimately not, but also, like, she doesn't believe that at all anymore. And I think it was literally because I was like 13 and she was like in panic Catholic mom mode that I was going to get knocked up and she just needed to like put all of her fears, like just spew them all out. So I think like now, obviously that it's 25 years later, like
being a human and a parent is hard.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah. I have to cross stream
just trying to like keep yourself
that's why I gotta time that stroke fellas.
I don't really have any advice because I've been on pills for 20 years. Ever since the day my mom's like, you can't get knocked up with
right
your
mom scarred
child.
You
I've been on pills.
I'm fairly positive that I'm shooting blanks, like there's no
that's almost most guys I know in their late 30s. You're in your early 30s.
I'm 31.
You're 31. Yeah, most like when starting at like that just after 30, every dude's like, I've smoked so much weed.
Well, it's like over a lifetime to not like, you know what I mean? It's like
there's no way.
Yeah. I mean, like my wife's on birth control now.
Yeah.
So
well, and that's it. Like, otherwise you're just tempting fucking fate.
Yeah. But like, just like, you know.
Men have such a larger window of like
that's
possibility.
True.
So you just
that's
really
true.
Have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if it can like permanent, if it like, because I've always heard weed can make you sterile, but if it's more of like while it's in your system and not long term.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's, it does lower your sperm count.
Lower your
I
sperm
guess.
Count, okay.
But I don't know how much to what degree
right,
that it does.
Right. And I don't even know if there have been any scientific proof of that. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I just know that.
I'm just going to say yes.
Sure.
I'll Google that later.
Yeah, we are going to look that up later. Because that's the thing. It's like, why pay for a fucking vasectomy when, you know, you can just fucking tope, wake and beg.
Yeah, you hear that, kids? You hear that,
that
sixth
is our
graders
PSA
going
for
through
today.
Sex
there
education?
There is a better life for you.
Snort. Use your condoms for something fun, like snorting.
Yeah. Yep.
And
or keistering some drugs.
Keistering some drugs. So you didn't have like a very political, like you guys didn't debate or any of that shit.
I mean, like I read stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like that was kind of on your own sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, but 9/11, like I was in sixth grade when 9/11 happened. Yeah. No, not sixth grade, not ninth grade when 9/11 happened. So like, you know, I was, that was like a traumatic experience for me. So like, I read a lot about it, and like Medina is very red, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody, I remember like leading up to like Iraq, and everybody's like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, let's fuck it." It's like not a single person. I was like, "Well, if everybody's on board, like, there's probably something more."
I
to
love
this,
that.
So, like,
I would never have fucking done that at that age. It took me till I was in my mid-20s to break the like, if everyone thinks this is good, then it's probably not great.
Sort yeah, yeah, yeah,
mentality.
I mean, like that. Yeah, I didn't like a lot of people in high school.
Did you have siblings at all?
I have 4 siblings. Okay. They're all younger than me and like significantly younger than me.
Okay.
Like when I was a senior in high school, my mom had her last kid. And then,
wow.
So like I'm 8 years, 10 years, 13 years and 18 years older than all
of
my
children. You weed doesn't extend your, you know, sterility over the course of time. Your dad just went in thinking he was good to go.
He's a teetotaler.
He was like, oh, no, it's cool. I'm pretty sure I'm just shooting blanks. And then three more.
Yeah.
Do you know, I mean, at least with the older of the two siblings, are they at all, like, contrarian or, like?
I think they're both kind of, like, politically active, like, because they kind of, like, look up to me, I guess. And so they, like, out of that. But, like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I was out of the house before any of them were.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know, I don't have a very close relationship with any of them. Not, like, I'd, like, text them and see how they are. But, like, we're not, like, super close.
Yeah.
It's hard to be when you're that much older, you know what I mean? Like, I moved out of house when I was 18, and I've never
been back.
I don't know. I think, like, I was always too afraid to be contrarian, because my parents were, like, really fucking strict. So it was, like, whenever I would even so much as, like, roll my eyes at my mom, she would just, like, backhand. Like, there was none of that shit. So, I mean, did you feel like your parents were pretty open-minded to, like, whatever sorts of...
My mom and... I guess to a lesser, probably the same. I mean, they both recognized that, like, I was, like, smart and, like, encouraged me to, like, do whatever. Cool.
Did you get into fights with them a lot or not so much?
I don't really remember. Okay. I think so. I had to. You know what I mean? But, like, honestly, like, I've done a lifetime of partying. those memories are a little blurry.
Yeah.
And plus it was like, I don't know, you know. Like,
if I could block out like half the fights I had with my mom, I think I'd have a much less.
I don't think I ever had like a knockout, drag out fight, you know what I mean? But like I definitely got in trouble. Like I got, you know, like grounded a lot and stuff.
Oh God, I was like the Butters of my neighborhood. I was
grounded. Fiddlesticks.
Hamburgers.
hamburgers, that's what it is.
I actually lived at home until I was 22, and this is so stupid. I had a curfew until I moved out. So I had a curfew until I was 22. It was like, as long as you're under our roof, one of those scenarios. Yeah, I know. So it's a wonder that I even function as a human being.
Yeah.
I feel like I had like Stockholm syndrome now that I'm thinking, and I was like, no, this is fine. Yeah. And then I tell people, and they're like, oh, shit. So nowadays, you mentioned you went to school for poli sci and you're not specifically doing anything relevant with that. That's not to disparage what you're doing.
No, disparage it all you want.
fuck construction. Yeah. So I mean, like, do you like sort of engaging in sort of intellectual debate, or has it just been kind of ruined because of the animosity of the internet?
I used to, because, like, I mean, like, it's an ego thing, you know what I mean? It's like, I can fucking, you're an idiot. Like, let me tell you how you're a fucking idiot. But, like, these days, like, I'm so browbeaten by, like, I guess the world. And, like,
the world.
Yeah, but just, like, I don't know, like... I sincerely believe that there's going to be, like, a major world war within the next, like, 2 to 3 years.
So you, like, legitimately think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Like, would you be surprised if it didn't happen?
Yes, okay. I'd be very surprised if it didn't happen.
Okay.
I mean, it's, like, pretty much an identical parallel to World War I.
At the setup?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like... I'm so browbeaten by it, like, I'm kind of a nihilist now, like, I don't really give a fuck, like, everything's horrible, the world's a fucking toilet, but I used to be, like, fairly, you know, like, I mean, like, I have this stupid tattoo.
Yeah, the hammer and sickle,
But yeah, I mean, like, I'm not politically active or anything anymore. I just...
What drove you, like, I mean, were you, like, really into, like, communism or Marxism there for a time, or what drove you?
Yeah, I mean, like, political science classes, you know what I mean? I mean, so, like, I graduated in 2010, so it was right when the mortgage crisis hit, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, it was... really, like, people kind of forget, like, that wasn't all that long ago. Like, it was fucked up for the entire country for a long time, and like, people were freaking the fuck out and
people
basically
killing themselves. Yeah, and
basically, like, the government just kind of said, we'll just ignore that this isn't worth anything, and like, we'll just say that you're solvent and everything's fine.
Yeah,
remember those stress tests, those bank stress tests or whatever? Yeah, I mean, that's completely made up. Because the economy's fucking, like, imagine it. Like, it's at South, actually, like, one of our classes, it was like a writing intensive course or whatever, but it was strictly on financial, like the history of like financial panics in the United States or whatever. And it was like one of the things focused on, their last section focused on that because it was so fresh. Mm-hmm. But they actually showed us that South Park episode where the economy with the blender, the margarita.
Oh my God, yes. We were just talking about this the other day. Yeah. Sur la table.
Yeah, and it's like, it's true. Like, they distilled like fucking reality down to a 22-minute episode because it really doesn't, it's just people believe that it is working, so that's how it works. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, like, it's overwhelming if you think about it. And yeah, I don't know. I've been very manic lately.
I think it's like that time of year or I don't know. I've been feeling the same way. Like, 1 week will come in and I'm like, I am having the worst fucking week. I got a warrant for my arrest today and I'm still feeling pretty.
For what?
Right. For 2 weeks ago, I rolled a stop sign and got a ticket. And they told me I didn't have to come to court for something like that. So I didn't. And I've been trying to pay it online for 2 weeks. And apparently, because they haven't posted the ticket number online yet, I wasn't able to pay it. And that's apparently a arrestable offense. So
I won't say his name, but a friend of ours, or I don't, a comic, was in a show. We did a show in Mayfield a couple weeks ago. And they, like, all of a sudden they're like, so-and-so's out in the parking lot with four cop cars getting arrested. And it's Mayfield, right? And he didn't have any drugs or anything like that. But they, like, randomly ran his plates, a little case of a DWB, it's known.
So this is a black comic friend of ours.
Yes. And he had an old warrant for, like, a bullshit, like, fucking thing in Westlake. And they fucking hauled him to fucking Westlake from years ago. And it's like,
wow. I was like, she heard me and my old lady ran over here. I'm like, so half the city's dead from opioids and the other half is getting shot unarmed. But yeah, let's issue warrants for people who didn't pay their ticket from 2 weeks ago for rolling a stop sign. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Again, the world writ large, bit of a toilet.
So like, I'm going to presume, because all of us were like this when we got out of college, you kind of were like, were you more like driven and sort of like you're, because it's, I mean, I feel like cynicism almost has an air of sort of like resignment to it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, eh, fuck it, everything, shit. Like, what's the point? Like, were you probably less cynical? Like, the younger, like, earlier on?
No, I don't think so.
Is it possible to be cynical and passionate about something?
I mean, maybe it's just me, like, talking now, and, like, but, like, I don't even think I'm passionate about anything. Like, nukes can't come soon enough, really. Like,
but, like, before, when you were driven to get the hammer and sickle, like, you obviously felt something strongly about
probably just to impress a girl.
Really? You're like, everything is about bone and chicks.
To a degree, I suppose. But no, I mean, like, I had like the world is unjust. The world, like, I mean, it's a cliche, you know, but like, there's literally 100 people in this country that own more wealth than everybody else. Yeah, like, that's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. And people should be outraged. And like, you know, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of, Bank of America, should be maybe, hypothetically speaking, beheaded on the statue of the Golden Bull in Wall Street right there. Like, there should be, nobody went to fucking jail over all of that shit. They were, the trillions of dollars of wealth disappeared and they knew what was happening and profited off of it. Like, it's insane. HSBC literally got convicted and they had to admit this in like their settlement with the government, that they were laundering money from the Sinaloa cartel, knowingly,
oh my God.
Right? To the point where they installed special fucking drop boxes, because they, you know, there's no, you get all that money in cash, right?
Yeah,
and when it comes back over, so that you can't just like bring duffel bags full of cash into there. So they would, they created like the fucking like special drop box.
I think I heard about this.
Yeah, they admitted to that. Nobody went to jail. The only punishment is like the board, like some of the board members had to give back some of their bonuses for that year, and they had to pay a $1.5 billion fine, which is the equivalent of 3 weeks' profit for them. And that was in the Obama administration. That wasn't just the push. And they accepted trillions of dollars in fucking government money to stay solvent.
What I love is we're 22 minutes in, and I'm already like, oh, God, this, oh, why are we doing any of this?
Yeah,
what's the
no,
point of it? I'm
I know.
Just gonna flip right. this table over. Just
I,
fuck it.
Hey,
cynicism is a fucking disease, man. You just catch it. It just catches right on.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
It is insane, though.
It is nuts. And I think it strikes me as, like, amazing that most people are just... I mean, so I guess this is to the point of cynicism, too. Like, I think I get mad when people sit around and yell at stuff and don't do anything. But is that just, like, on their part, like... I'm angry and there's literally nothing else I can do but yell about it because they have cynicism.
I mean, like, what can you do, though? Like, yeah, I get that sentiment. Like, yeah, like, fucking do something about it, mm-hmm. right? But then, all right, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking, let's well, start a political party. Okay, where are we going to get this money from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. there's literally nothing you can do about
right.
it. Like, this slow, like, yeah, maybe 50 years from now, like, we'll fucking...
figure it out.
Yeah, but like, okay, you're gonna wait 50 years, and B, you really think all the people with money to interest are going to divest themselves from the fucking power structure that keeps them there?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's outside of overthrowing the government. Like, I don't, like honestly, like
just
I,
saying
that was a joke. I'm very happy that I don't think I tweeted this because like it I would have gotten a knock on the door from somebody probably. But it was like when during the.
So you wouldn't have gotten your account deactivated because they don't even do that to the alt-right guys.
Yeah, I know
so.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a store like a comic in New York recently just got Homeland Security visited
oh,
them.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they had a joke about ICE or whatever. But so like, but this was the joke. I think I used it on stage a couple times. It was during the Parkland shooting thing or whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm angry about gun laws too. And but like the only thing that we can do about. Changing gun laws is overthrowing the government with guns.
Oh, I remember you did that. And I laughed really hard. That
yeah, I mean,
good.
But like seriously, like I don't like there's
Trump
no...
did that and got away with it. Like, oh, maybe Second Amendment people can figure out what to do about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that whole
I
thing.
Forgot about that. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, it's like we're such at an accelerated pace that I forget like how fucking wackadoo, batshit fucking like... alternate dimension some of the shit that happens every
that's
single
that's probably self-preservation
day.
Though because if you kept that all like in your mind you would you would have just
yeah.
it would have
oh,
all
yeah.
melted down.
I mean like I forget some of the stuff like remember what I mean some of it's funny like honestly outside of like the racism and the sexism and like the
he's counting off on his fingers
or right? yeah like the nationalism the entanglement in other countries that are going to bring about the end of the world. The tax plan, the
healthcare,
the blatant grifting,
travel ban.
Yes. He's the funniest man in America. Like he really, he's like pretty fucking funny sometimes. Like remember when he stared
like intentionally?
No,
oh,
but that's why.
I was like, wait.
That's why it's so funny. Remember when he stared into the fucking solar eclipse?
Yes.
That's like,
okay.
What the fuck?
Wait, my favorite meme still is there's a little kid mowing
oh,
his
yeah,
lawn,
yeah, yeah.
and he's just yelling,
yeah, yeah.
and there's always like a caption like underneath that just has you like, and so I said to him! Like, you just know that's what he's like yelling at this kid.
There, I wish I could play it for you. I'll play it for you guys after, but do you remember the Pocahontas thing where he's like,
oh God, yes.
No, no,
he called Elizabeth Warren
with the like
oh,
the
yes.
Navajo
oh,
code.
Yeah.
Yes, but like the way that like I swear to God, I've listened to this a million times and it makes me laugh every single fucking time. The way that he's like, we call her Pocahontas, but you know what? I like you. It's
yeah,
the funniest.
His voice like
yeah.
cries at the end. Like,
yes, you. And I don't know why. Like it makes me laugh, but it. Fucking makes me laugh every time. But like every day it's something fucking insane. Yeah. Or like just, you know.
His face is alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. His hair.
The one meme of his face just
I
freaking
mean,
out because of like some response from a reporter.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah. It's a shame that we're going to be like irradiated in like the whole landscape because like
such
I'd
a shame.
I'd love to fucking read the history book like, years
oh,
from now.
Right.
Just
oh,
like, my God. How he you... was in a fucking Pizza Hut spokesman. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's the fucking president.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the SNL. There was an SNL parody. Daryl Hammond played him and did, like, the... It was Domino's, I think. I'm pretty sure it was Domino's because they're talking about cheeseburger pizza or something. He's like... Because it was like Halloween. He's like, he kept calling it Domino's. He's like, Domino's is the best of the low quality pizzas.
Domino's.
I mean, like, he's genuinely the stupidest person in America. But, like, that's the thing, too. You know.
Question.
I have an attorney that I work with who claims otherwise.
That, oh, that he's the smartest person?
Well, then that. Well, you don't have to be smart.
He literally was almost hired by.
Exactly. The smart versus intelligent thing.
And this guy is really smart. Like,
really?
Smart,
so, again,
too
smart
for his own
intelligence.
Good. Well, he's just super intelligent. He's a crazy
really?
Intelligent guy. This
I think
attorney.
Trump's the smartest man.
And
in
he
America.
Has met
Which
with Trump.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll tell you
like
his name
handshake.
Is his stuff. You can look it up and everything. But he isn't necessarily for Trump, yeah. But he, like, is in his type, his like wing of politics in general, and he claims that he is super intelligent and really knows his history.
How old
and
is
I
this
was just,
man?
My mouth was just gaping open, like. But
remind
what?
Me to never hire that guy.
How yeah. old and white was he, approximately?
He's black.
Oh!
Plot tip twist.
Wow!
I'll show you guys after.
Yeah. Oh no! I'll grab one for you. You can talk.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, it's kind of scary to me. That just even like that conversation, I just felt like I lost complete
yeah.
faith in humanity.
I think people is really easy. I don't know.
You probably came back to me. I'm just really high.
People revert back to their lizard brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's so tempting to do because it feels good to not like, oh, what am I doing here? You
right.
know what I mean? Like, what is it? Thank you. What is it, like the damage that I'm doing to others? You know what I mean? Because then when you like consider it, it's like maybe you should fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's actually well known for having like.
Is he the one that looks like The Rock that you were telling me about?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he does.
He's
yeah.
staying anonymous, and so now only three people know.
He's got a
one.
Shag mustache.
Yeah,
really?
You guys
bald
showed me a
head.
Picture of it, and I was like, I could see The Rock. I could see it. Like, but I just, that shocked
me. He just
me
finished
he
his
like
second novel, his
you
second
think
spy inspired? Novel.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This guy, I'm telling you.
He's
yeah, he is.
Shit.
He teaches law.
This dude is a CIA recruiter
there
right
it is.
Now.
Right there.
It's interesting stuff. It really is. And when you think about it, I just, the more I think about it, the more terrified I become.
I don't know. I don't think that it's possible to, like, fucking...
Wait, so I have a question. So, okay, because I am, like, the eternal... Because we were talking about this earlier, about how, like, most of, like, the horrible people, there's only, like, 10,000 of them, they only live on Twitter. Like,
sure.
That's how I love to, like, believe,
I mean,
like, it's not everybody.
Right.
It's just...
The neoliberal people.
Yeah,
yeah.
About, yeah. Of those trolls,
yeah.
Yeah. But, so, okay, so because my brain wants to go to, like, the benefit of the doubt place, most of me... No, I think Trump is a moron, but most of me, seeing that he's like 72, I think he's just senile as fuck.
It's
like,
possible.
He's just got like sundowners. Like he just gets up and walks away.
Very possible.
And it's... just doesn't seem to know where he is all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad just turned 69 and he's already got like, we're worried that he's like starting to like.
It's super possible. And like I've heard that he's. Takes like fucking diet pills all the time. Like that's why he's fucking up all. Like seriously,
it's not doing him any good.
Oh no! Well,
or imagine how big
fucking,
he would be if
well,
he wasn't
yeah, yeah.
taking.
Exactly,
them.
He eats fucking six Big Macs every
hut.
Fucking
he
day.
He eats a lot of McDonald's. He watches Dominion's. More television than any other president in history. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I
read somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it's absurd. Like think about how absurd it is. But like I was, this is what I was going to get to
Sorry.
Before. Oh no, you're cool. The Russia thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no doubt that fucking, like, of course they've tried to influence the election. And probably he, first of all, he's not as rich as, like, he says he is.
No.
Needed to get money from, like, fucking gangsters that run that country. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's some transaction like that.
There
like
has
the
to be blackmail
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Involved.
For sure.
There
right?
has to be.
But here's the thing. You can't quantifiably know how much that shit affected the election. And also, I'm telling you what right now. Everybody's saying, well, the Democrats will take shit back. Not if they don't fucking run on something that's like tangible and not like fucking Russia. Nobody gives a fuck about Russia. And it neglects the fact that there's 300 million fucking stupid people in this country. And who do we elect? Of course they elected. He's like a reflection of them. Like, you know, he watches TV all the time. He eats fast food all the time.
That's the American dream right there.
He tells it like it is. You know what I
mean? I don't have to be any smarter than I am right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And it ignores.
I don't have to become anything different.
Ignores the fact that like he's actively out to fuck them, like the poorest people in the country over.
Right. But I mean, like they see themselves in him. Right. And like, and then it also ignores the fact that fucking Hillary Clinton didn't campaign in the Midwest. Like there's that whole book.
Yeah, she just didn't even try. Yeah.
It's called Shattered or whatever.
Yeah.
And they like described, like they were fucking pleading with her. Hey, you need to come here. You need to put resources. They pulled resources from all of that shit to try to like turn Arizona blue or like that do was, other stuff. Like it's fucking, what are you doing?
That was one of the Monday Morning Quarterback articles I saw from New York Times, like shortly after the election was like, Barack Obama got those votes because he asked for them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that was why.
I can't wait for an election where I'm actually excited to vote for someone.
Right.
Where I actually want to vote for someone.
It was, absolutely. It was funny.
That really
on election day or whatever, like
2016,
yeah, like you know, because nobody the narrative was like, oh, he's gonna fucking lose in a landslide, and you know what,
you're being forced in Ohio, you're being forced to vote for someone you don't want to be president,
absolutely.
Just so that the worser isn't
all
president.
My Republican,
I mean,
friends that I knew were like, never Trump, like we'll just
even
not vote for
he
president.
Didn't fucking want to be president. They were trying to make media fucking network out of it, like a fucking publicity thing.
He didn't think he was actually gonna make it.
No, absolutely.
And Melania sure is
no.
She's like, fuck this.
She's evil too, but I sort of feel empathy for her sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like on election day, I swear to God, I told my wife, I was like, do you really want to go? It's raining right now, and it's going to be like a line.
And it's not like going to be.
Yeah, I remember.
He's going to win by fucking 20 points.
You thought he was going to win?
No. I thought Hillary Clinton won. Because I didn't want to vote for Hillary. We both didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. Like,
right.
We, like,
but you were kind of, forced into.
Yeah. And finally, I was like, it was like 5 o'clock. I was like, let's go. I guess we'll go and wait. And we did. And then she ends up losing by a fucking 13 points in this fucking state.
God.
So you're of the opinion then that, because I know, I think you and I have talked about this a little bit online, like, so you're of the opinion that, because again, my stupid optimism kicks in and I'm like, maybe it was like, it had more to do with the hacking than it did with like who voted for him, but you think that probably played, like people probably did vote, as many
100%.
People voted, okay.
100%.
Okay.
Think about like, I mean.
I'm not questioning it.
No. I know. I just mean, like, drive anywhere that's not Columbus or Cleveland in this
state.
Oh, yeah. And I mean,
I don't have doubt that he had people that were 100% involved.
Absolutely.
In voting
jacking
for him.
With the election, you're saying?
No.
Or,
that they were sincerely, has my vote.
I mean, when you think about it, too, I mean, I know there are states that are blue and that are red, but, you know, I was thinking about this recently. You think about, like, Oregon. Like, I go visit my friend in Portland all the time.
Uh-huh.
And Oregon's considered to be a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly,
Outside of
Oregon, it's bumfuck.
Yeah.
And so that just goes to show you that most people probably don't live in Oregon. There's probably like 12 people that live there.
Yeah.
And if 11 of them live in the city, then it turns it into
same
a blue
with like
state.
Washington, right?
Yeah. Seattle. Oh my God. So I've been to Seattle a couple times. I love Seattle. Washington's a blue state. But I had to go to Spokane once. So the other side of the border, Spokane's right on the border with Idaho, which is where Coeur d'Alene is, which is the head of the Aryan Nation headquarters
Ruby
or whatever
Ridge
right
and
there.
Shit, like all
that is rural Washington, and like it's a blue state.
Yeah, I mean like this, Kurt Cobain, you know, like he grew up in Aberdeen, Washington or whatever, and like all the people like make fun of him and shit, and it's like, yeah, this state's a toilet.
Yeah. I mean, so do you have any like personal experience with that sort of thing, like around more rural people like Medina, is that kind of where you're drawing from? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, I guess, like, as a white guy, like, other white guys feel fucking entitled to tell you their opinion about shit.
Yeah.
And it happens to me all the time. And it's like,
so
I don't
to you
fucking,
directly, you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Or I assume this happens to everybody because.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I was going to say it happens to me regularly.
Yeah. But, like, you know. I'm sure that they think that, like, I don't know why they think I'm an ally because I look the way that I fucking do, but it's just like that base lit. It's like,
was it when you had your hair, like, kind of alt righty?
Maybe,
yeah. Maybe that's
maybe when I had a
can
mohawk.
Can I have that alt right fade?
Like a code.
Yeah.
Dog whistling hair.
That does happen to me a lot, from family members.
Yeah. Well,
like, it's like this assumption that you know.
Exactly.
And then, like, they don't even ask me, what do you think about this? They just start talking at me, like,
as if
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah. And it's this, like,
the assumption that you're going to be
it's so bad.
Look, dude, like, I'm not going up to you telling you how I think that we should fucking publicly tar and feather bankers, you know what I mean?
But
like, I expect the same amount of fucking courtesy. And, and you're like fucking racist, dude. You know what I mean?
And
you're from Medina. It's the fucking North. It's the Union. Why
do you
have a Confederate flag?
Yeah.
I used to live in Avon Lake. People used to, they were Confederate flags
left and right
with the camo. And they were like, this isn't wrong.
This is what's wrong with it?
Yeah. And it was just like this openly displayed thing.
There's the bar that I frequent by my house. I like it because it's like just a dive and real cheap beer and dark, and the bartenders are nice. But like, since all those things happen, it also attracts like a fucking kind of a toss up
element
on the crowd
sometimes.
And like, I was watching, I don't know, like football or something like that, or ESPN, like late at night one time, and like this dude in all camo like started talking to me about like all the football players kneeling or whatever.
Oh,
it's like,
Jesus.
Dude, like you're in Lakewood, Ohio, okay?
Yeah.
You're wearing a camo hat, all right? Like, I don't know why you think I would be okay with this. Plus, I'm sure you believe in capitalism. He was like, all the fucking, like, oh, they get paid too much to play a game. I was like, you believe in capitalism, right, dude? Like, fucking the market set their price, make all that fucking money.
Right? It's funny because I used to do that show at Avenue Tap House, and the thing that always threw me way the
talk
fuck
about
off
a toss up
is because whenever someone would go up and say shit about Trump, you get people that were like, "Fuck you," and it's like, "Where are we right now?" Like, there's a coffee shop across the street that has hired like 3 transgender baristas, and like, and yet you on the other side of the street, you've got these guys that you can't even say that he's like orange.
Never have this like idea of, oh, it's okay, it's not as bad as I think it is. I always constantly have the viewpoint of,
oh, it's terrible.
Think about all the people that you know that have this opinion, and then
multiply
just,
that by 300.
Yeah, imagine how many people just haven't said
that's
anything.
That's a great point.
I mean, and I can use that as an example for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, even just like deviant, like social deviants, like child molesters.
Sure. Absolutely.
These are the only ones who have gotten caught.
Absolutely.
Just think of the ones who are out there. My mind is always fucking like that. And
what
I'm
are you
constantly
doing? Like, I feel like I'm being brainwashed
I'm
right
constantly
now
like,
just, like
in this thing
everyone
where I'm on guard because I'm just like, you don't know who's about to pop up.
Absolutely.
Like, these people are awful quiet and they're always really nice, but you don't know what goes on in their head. Like, they could be doing literally anything.
I'm firmly of the opinion that everybody in Washington and Hollywood fucks kids.
Oh my god!
I seriously.
Like that,
you and I talked about.
I also just watched the movie Spotlight for like the 100th time.
Yeah,
the other day.
Exactly. That.
So, but it gets me like amped up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yes, exactly.
You and I talked about how we don't think Trump fucks. We don't think
he actually fucks.
Like, yeah, no, he just gets, he pays people to like beat him on the ass with a fucking magazine. And
I like when, like the whole grab him by
the
pussy.
That's not something people
I know,
do.
I know, exactly. It's like, you've clearly never seen
like,
a vagina.
Like grab? Like what?
I love pussies. My favorite part about the pussy is the dangly ball parts. I love stroking up and down on the pussy shaft.
Pussy shaft. Oh my God. What was it? There was literally a show. I don't even remember what it was now, but the guy was like talking about like, yeah, I love boobs. They're like big, heavy bags of sand.
A 40-year-old virgin.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and he was just like, oh
exactly.
My God. Like, they figured it out right away because what he was saying
he
didn't
not
make
fuck
any sense.
I
You're
guarantee
like, what
it.
Are you describing right now?
He might pay prostitutes to watch him jerk off. That's the only thing.
Right.
That,
that's got to be it.
But
right.
He does not
There was even
fuck.
Rumor of that
works,
in Russia.
Though? Do you think it works?
What?
His dick.
Oh, no, not now. Especially if you're on speed.
I mean,
off
all
the
sodium.
Fucking, yeah.
The soda, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And you're doing
speed
fucking speed, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He sleeps like 2 hours a night. He's
yeah, he can't
that age.
Up.
He
watch the Gorilla
his
Channel.
Diet.
Allegedly, though, that, you know, that Stormy Daniels interview with Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
That Anderson Cooper made the artistic or journalistic decision to not put in the piece she described in graphic detail. What his penis looked like.
Oh my God.
Like,
actually, I'm glad that they left that out.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
But I think it's
Thank
funny
you,
that
Silver
Anderson
Fox.
Cooper is the only person in
now knows what his dick looks like
yeah.
outside of Stormy Daniels. Yeah. Or maybe
he has
the
to live with that forever.
I'm guessing still probably not.
Well, yeah, I guess he did have, he has kids, but like you still
that
jerk off
anything.
In a cup.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't need to actually put
put anything in anything else. So, I mean, we've talked a lot. I think it's this interesting dichotomy because I think in my mind, when I channel cynicism, it's just like, man, fuck it. But I mean, it sounds like we still have like, I mean, both of you have elements of cynicism, I think. Both you do as well, Geej.
Yeah.
Like, there's still that sort of like, fucking come on! Like, you want people to do right. better. You know what I mean? Like, you want... I think there's got to be something said for, like, when you have enough hope that people won't suck so hard. You know what I mean? Or it frustrates you when they do.
Yeah, that's a big... I mean, look, I hope that, like... I hope people listen to this and, like, can see... You know what? Man, I guess I will kill myself.
It wouldn't be there's the first time that this episode like, speaks. Oh,
you're right.
There's no hope out there. No, I firmly believe that there's fucking... There's nothing you could... There's a, I think the quote's been like misattributed to a bunch of people, but something about like the moral arc of the universe is long but bends in the right way or whatever, I guess, like that. And I guess, yeah, if you like look at it, like, yeah, we're not fucking
killing and eating each other. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, it's still fundamentally, there's always going to be people that have the power that are going to subject other people to it,
sure.
And there's really nothing you can do about that. So you're just gonna get fucking like reamed over.
Yeah, so you think
there's always gonna be good and bad people, no matter what. That's and my thing. Doesn't matter who the president is.
I listen to a shitload of these podcasts, like Invisibilia and Radiolab, where they just talk about like why we do the shit that we do, and like really like putting like interesting spins on like why we gotta cut people a break for being shitty because we're all fucking like essentially monkeys, and like it's too much to put on people to like have all these expectations. But I don't know if it like comes from I smoked a bowl earlier and I just don't know what I was saying. I think it's just the idea that we have expectations of like what our ideals are, like what maybe we want to be, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And when any of that sort of gets shattered, I think sometimes it is probably easier just to be like, fuck it, that's not going to change. I mean, one of the interesting things, getting back to what I was going to say, is that like for years, when we were evolving, like we kicked people out of our groups, and we basically like this whole concept of like blacklisting people or like shunning people or like kicking them out of your, you know, social circle or whatever, that's happening a lot now, especially like if you're, you know, on PC or if you are, you know, if you were, you know, had allegations come up against you or anything like that, this whole sort of social shunning. But it was like through that act of like social shunning, that is like how we got better and more evolved and like more like emotional and like actually like it's this whole dichotomy of like being shitty to other people actually makes you a better person over time. You know what I mean? Like being exclusive in some ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I mean, you have to fuck up to know what's right
or
wrong.
To fix it,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, read a book, like, fucking live your best life. It doesn't fucking matter.
So, like, do you find nowadays, like, you had mentioned you got rid of your Facebook app?
Yes.
Okay. And is that, like, because you just... we're getting so angry or frustrated with things, or
yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, I still, I'm not like off
yeah, no,
of
I
it.
Do too.
Yeah,
like, not off the grid.
No, I have it like just to promote like shows and stuff like that, and like podcasts and appearances and blah blah blah. But like, I only check it like once every couple of days, and it's made my life so much like better because it's like I don't like I looked at it today, right? And, like, you saw a thing, like, on the fucking page.
The board. Yeah, I was telling her this whole story the whole way over.
Which is
yeah.
fucking stupid. Like, by the way, that is... like,
I actually... okay, so usually I get...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, usually I get, like, viscerally mad when stuff gets out of hand like that. This was the first time ever where I just started going... like, I was, like, sitting there, like... like, I was actually physically laughing
just
at how
watching this storm brew.
Because it was chaotic. Like, it was just kind of like, so just everyone was screaming at once. And
to be fair, that kid has Asperger's.
Yes,
so like,
and that's what I was telling her. Yeah. And that's what I felt bad for the kid, but I was laughing hysterically at how everyone who didn't know was just tearing him to shreds. And then how everyone else who did know was like just saying random shit to try and draw the
attention off
of like.
Just from what I heard. Even if you had no idea who the guy was or that he had Asperger's, why would you ever get that upset over that?
That's what I mean. So then I looked at, I saw like all these fucking people, and it's like, dude, you guys are fucking adults with like kids and stuff like that. I know. Like, what?
You're someone's parent.
Yeah. And it's like, you're seriously sitting all day, like fucking like.
Yep. And getting mad.
And it's like, what are you, first of all, like, and on both sides too, it's like, A, you're like white knighting for a girl that doesn't need it. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't
We were talking about that. That's what I said to her too. Yeah,
she doesn't need you to fucking defend
her.
Yes. And B, like, why get angry the other, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't, it's so fucking silly. And like, it's not even worth like.
Why are we this mad about
joking?
Like
I do say that, and I'm still like, I look at Twitter like all the fucking time.
Oh, well, so I did the opposite. I quit Twitter because I was starting to get like full on chest pain because I couldn't deal. Yeah. But the thing is, now I don't know what the fuck's going on because that's how I got all my news before.
Right.
So I literally don't know what's going on.
And not everybody's on Twitter. Everybody that we know is on fucking Facebook. At least here, like the circle
of
friends that we have.
Over the age of like 18, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it's like, I just can't, like, how are you fucking, like, I don't know. I'll talk to you afterwards about, like, who I mean in particular.
For sure.
But, like, it's like, man, just pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, I don't know. It's funny. I had a weird, like, we were talking about being manic. Like, I was going through this weird phase for, like, 6 weeks where I was like, everybody hates me and I suck at life, and like taking like every little Facebook comment to like literally
that
like,
sounds
oh,
depressive
fuck everyone.
Actually,
yeah. And so that went on for a good like 6 weeks or whatever, and then I quit Twitter. I quit Twitter back in February, so it's actually been a while on that. And then I saw my therapist, and literally she was just like, yeah, you're putting like 18 million times more shit into like everything.
Right.
You're like, you're literally constructing like all the stuff that's being said that's not being said
sure.
at all. And she's like, you know, if you want to let it go, you can. And I was like, oh, wait, holy shit, I have complete control over how I feel about this. So yeah, I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
And for like 2 weeks now, I've just been like, oh God, like I feel so much better because then I can literally just be like, oh, wait, I don't have to fucking care about this. But you forget that like you don't have to care.
I mean, like, I guess it's just funny to me that, you know, I got on Facebook when it first came out in college, you know what I mean? And it's like only college kids could
how
have
it's
that.
Evolved.
And now it's like, oh, they're having congressional hearings about like selling. And it's just so fucking, it's just so absurd. Like the times that we live in are so fucking absurd.
They're nuts.
That it's, I don't think enough people every day take a step back and look and see like, what kind of fucking alternate reality do we live in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know, if you subscribe to, like, the multiverse theory or whatever, it's just this timeline is fucking, I'm sure there's another timeline that's better where we're having this exact same conversation, but it's about optimism, right?
Right.
So that's, world. Yeah, I guess that's the only solace that you can fucking take. That, like, there's a version of me somewhere that's cool.
Blonde.
And happy.
yeah, no, I mean, like, it's a great point because the way that I sort of look at what the fuck, you know, how what we've become is like, I'll watch, what fucks me up is I'll watch a movie that I swear to God is literally 20 years old. They don't have cell phones. They don't have social media.
Right,
they don't
yeah.
have internet.
Sure.
And you're just like, Jesus Christ. Like, how is this like a time that I actually remember? You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
yeah.
Do you get flashbacks of like, oh yeah, all of a sudden like, wow, I don't remember feeling like that stress
right.
that I seem to feel
all the time,
very frequently, for no reason.
Yes, with the fucking,
it's crazy.
Yes, with the NSA recorder that's in your fucking pocket.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, and that's it. Like when I finally sort of, and I have to, I think it's going to take like periodic refreshing of reminding me, and maybe you're like at that place where you've just finally achieved Zen with it, but I have to stop. I have to stop every once in a while and be like, I don't have to fucking care about it. This is all constructed. This is all, I mean, it is. It's all like
it's
an
really
illusion,
mind blowing.
Really.
It
like,
is.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm reading Neil deGrasse Tyson's book, Astrophysics for Physics. I can't talk. I'm drinking beer. Sorry. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
For people in a hurry.
Sure.
And I just like love him and thought the book sounded
I do
really
love how
awesome.
The Twitter rips him apart whenever he
oh,
gets all
funny.
Actually on people.
Actually, yeah.
That is funny. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
adorable, honestly. So, but there's this part that I was like reading it and I was just like,
yeah, reality's a
where
simulation.
It was just like, he I don't know, he was talking about like how mass, like objects and mass, like warp time, like they shape their own time.
Right.
And I just like
oh,
all
God,
of a sudden,
my mind's just, blown
just
right now.
I just started thinking about like, I just all of a sudden was picturing all these people, like a crowd of people looking down at their phones.
Yeah.
And it was this mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like people are just so introspective and like shaping their own timeline, mm-hmm. and they don't even realize
right.
it.
Right.
And letting these like outside influences
right.
cause like havoc That's to insane. Their lives ah. when like really they're just not in reality.
Right. Oh my God.
I mean, like, time is something like a construct that
yeah.
we that's just true. Made up. Yeah, it's that's not true. Like a thing.
Yeah, I remember that blowing my mind once where I was like, oh, wait, seconds are just something we made up. Yeah. Years are something we made up. Like, yeah. that's all conceptual to, like, measure. Like, that's all it is. It's a measurement of shit.
I just read something in, like, Popular Mechanics that I honestly don't even remember. I don't even know what I read, but, like, it made a convincing argument to a dummy like me that mm-hmm. Like we're living in a simulation, like it's a hologram.
Oh, I think about that all the time, yeah, like and I always feel like, oh shit, I gotta stop smoking so much when right, I start right. having that. But I literally think about it all the time, like, what is actually fucking real? Like, am I in a simulation and everybody else is real? Like, I have that all the time.
I just talked about this on Teach These Devils. Shout out
TTD
above below network.
Yep.
But have you ever had like you think about something and then like. It happens. You know what I mean?
We
like
were
that happens.
About this.
That
yeah.
happens to me all the fucking time. And it seems like with increasing regularity.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, am I just making this up as
right.
I go along? Like,
right.
I don't...
Like Matrix shit.
Yeah.
That's messed. Yeah. I've
was it
been
we were
messed
talking
about
this?
That.
The deja vu thing?
Yeah. Because, yeah, we were talking about dreams.
Yes.
I think that a lot because I have really vivid dreams every night.
Right.
And sometimes they just really fuck me up. And I'll wake up and be like, I feel like I'm literally living a, like it's like the game Second Life. I feel like I'm living an entirely other life at night.
Well, and we were just talking about like with deja vu, like I have these things where I'll dream shit and then months, years down the road, something will happen. I'm like, fuck, did I dream this? Because this exact fucking thing happened in my head at one point.
Or not even dreamt it. Like just something, as something's happening,
exactly.
I'm just like,
did this
why
happen
did this? And we were talking about it, like
sure.
whether or not it's just your brain like having a glitch and like, it's tricking your system into thinking that it already happened.
Yeah.
Well, they still don't know.
They don't
a lot about
or
dreams.
Or about dreams.
Yeah,
like, but which I think that's what fascinates me.
Well, I mean, like I don't know if you either of you have done like psychedelics. I don't mm-hmm. know.
I'm afraid to.
Yeah, I'm terrified. Like to me, I'm like based on what happens to me in real life. Something bad would happen.
Mind you, my boyfriend has so many shrooms and so much LSD, and he's always like, you can do these with me at the fucking M83 concert. And I'm like, yeah, I'm afraid yeah. of
what
happens to shit.
In a concert, if you've
is
never
it
done
it,
let me parse this by saying allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Asterisk.
Yeah. In a concert setting, if you've never done it before, like, I wouldn't do that. But, like, I mean, They still don't understand what that
is,
you know
brain.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And like
there
are
talking about bringing LSD back for like depression and shit.
Microdosing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean like allegedly earlier one time. Yeah. Like I was really depressed and it's like I'll just do this and like I felt like great like the next couple of days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, because it's like a clarity thing that you can't get in your normal everyday experience, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, and I don't know I'm talking out of my ass, but like there's the pituitary, sort of thing that like is supposed to be like blah, 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 right? Now there's this one guy, and I also talked about this on the other podcast, but like it's kind of fascinating. Don't know how true it is, right? But his name's Thomas McKenna, kind of discredited like by a lot of people, but this was interesting. He has something called the stoned ape theory, right?
Okay.
Where that psilocybin is one of the only living organisms that can survive in a vacuum, right?
Psilocybin,
mushrooms, like magic mushrooms.
Okay.
Like
okay.
the active ingredient
got
or
it, got it.
Whatever species that is. That fucking,
mm-hmm.
But it's like all fungi are like one of the only things that can survive in a vacuum, right?
Okay.
So his theory was that like when you tap into that shit and like you see like clarity or whatever, that it's actually like a form of alien intelligence that like it came on a comet and crashed.
What?
Because there is evidence.
That was like the first, what, like.
Right.
Yeah, well, there
would
is.
Would have been one of the first living organisms on
exactly,
the planet.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And there is evidence that evolution happened a lot for like apes and stuff like that a lot quicker than it should have happened.
Got into shrooms?
That was his theory or whatever. Because like in the plains of like Africa where.
Yeah.
The humanity developed or whatever.
Yeah.
There
good
was a lot of.
For that stuff.
Right. Well, on like horse dung. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Okay.
Or like animal
giraffe
dung. Yeah, that's
elephant
what it.
Dung, yeah.
And in like that grassland environment or whatever.
Wow.
So that was his theory, that like early man and like apes and stuff like that ate that and it like advanced their intelligence.
Oh my god.
But like that's also kind of sounds like Tommy Chong, you know what I mean?
I know, like, that's like, at what point does it become like scientific and what point is just like, did you ever wonder if we're just all in a grain of sand in the Mojave Desert?
Yeah, yeah, basically. I mean, like,
it's a fine line.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be.
But like, it's just, I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Well, mind blowing things. Deep,
I know. I love it. Real. Well, that's the thing, because what usually happens is we'll get like either really high or really drunk, and then we'll just yell about Cleveland comedy for like 55 minutes.
Oh, I don't care about anything
and
about
then,
Cleveland comedy.
And
anymore.
Then, yeah, for 5
or,
minutes.
Yeah, we'll or you guys will, and I'll be like, oh,
I know, and I feel terrible. Good, she's not. Interesting. Although you're gradually, now that you're meeting everyone,
I'm just
from
friends
the
with a bunch of comics,
scene,
and I've never.
Everybody sucks. Like, don't fucking like.
Just hang out.
I've come to so much.
Everyone sucks. Fuck them all.
He's cool. Like,
who's cool?
Josh is
cool.
Yeah,
he's all right, I guess. Josh Morrow. I don't know. He's hit or miss. He's already he's already had a roadie on the way here, it looks like, maybe. Possibly. Or
maybe.
We just opened it up.
Oh, no, that's probably leftover. We watched the Cavs game yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I wanted to go to that.
It was not fun.
I heard it was quite sad.
I was very upset.
Maybe I need to watch a game. Maybe
like
it's
high
my
school
problem,
football.
I haven't watched any of the last games, so... Ryan Aperna, I want to thank you for being on here.
Oh, thanks for having
me. I know you've got the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast. You have the Ad Hominem Attack Show Roast Battle. You have Fantasy Boys, which is also on our network, above below. What else you got going on?
Pizza Money is a sketch group
that
I do. And our next show is June 29th at May Halls. It's a Friday, and it will be at 9 o'clock. And... I really don't have much booked. I'm featuring for Josh sometime in August. I don't know when that is. Go to my Twitter, I guess. I'll fucking... It's at Party All the Rhine.
R-Y-N-E.
Yep.
And Geej, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me at EpicFaul, E-P-I-C-F-A-U-L, on Instagram and Twitter. You can also check out the last Sunday of every month, my Toast Prattle, which is a reverse roast battle where we compliment each other with obnoxious dick jerking jokes. Last Sunday of every month at Bar Louie downtown, 7 p.m. Admission is free. And you can also catch me on the first and third Sundays of every month at Skidmark Garage at 7 p.m. For Couch Gags, which is a cool little showcase that we got fired.
That's awesome.
I want you to come to that.
Yeah,
sometime.
Have me on that.
Yeah, please
I'd love to.
And then I want to thank Pete Milk. I'm so sorry I didn't thank you the last like 4 episodes. Selfish bitch is like screaming at me from the control room. I want to thank him for all the shit that he does for us, because we couldn't do any of this without him. And of course, Above Below Entertainment and Lousy Weather Media for being our network. And K, love you, bye.